Please be seated. Today we come together in a church stripped bare of its decorations, nothing left but a cross draped in black. This day we come together to sit with Jesus's death. We come today to face death full on, to not turn away, no matter how painful it is or how fearful we may become. Today, Jimmy read for us the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. It's a story that we've heard countless times, have probably seen depicted in movies, and it's possible that we have become a little numb to its power. If we really give ourselves over to this story and listen with our hearts open, our hearts cannot help but be broken. It is a terrible story. It is a story of fear, betrayal, cruelty, and death. If we believe that God created the world and everything in it, including us, in God's own image, out of God's love, if that's the God we put our faith in, we may have an especially hard time reconciling this story with the story of a loving God. And if we take this story of Christ's suffering unto death seriously, it points to the existence of evil in the world and the reality of the power of evil. And I believe that it also points to the source of evil in the world. Because fear is the driving force in the Passion story. We know that the religious authorities were afraid of Jesus and had plotted to kill him for a while. Judas brings with him a detachment of soldiers and police with lanterns and torches and weapons, a posse of heavily armed strong men to arrest one dangerous pacifist. Jesus' message of peace and love of neighbor and even love of enemies was a threat to those who lived by the sword. We see this when Jesus calmly asks, "Whom are you looking for?" And then tells them, "I am he." The story tells us that they stepped back and fell to the ground out of fear, out of astonishment at Jesus' acceptance of the situation. Calm in the face of power is baffling to those most heavily armed. And yet calm in the face of fear did not save Jesus. Throughout today's story and the story leading up to it, Jesus speaks the truth calmly to scared people in power, and it only makes them more afraid, more desperate, and more cruel. We are told elsewhere in the gospel by Jesus that the truth will set us free. Today's story tells us not always, at least not in the way we might think of being set free. The truth got Jesus killed. Today we gather to remember Jesus' death. The story is almost too much to bear, of how he was betrayed because Peter and the disciples were afraid, how he was condemned because the religious authorities were afraid and they convinced Pilate that his power too was threatened and that he should be very afraid. It's the story of how Jesus was mocked and tortured and nailed to a cross by scared people who were just doing their jobs. I suppose there are as many different ways one can respond to this terrible story as there are listeners with ears to hear. I'm not about to tell you the right way to respond to the ugliness of the murder of Jesus here at the hands of the fearful, as if there were a right way to respond. However you respond is right for you. I'd like to suggest that whatever this story brings up in you, just sit with it and do not turn away now until Easter morning. It is a truism among atheists, especially the most vocal among them, that religion in general, but especially Christianity, is nothing more or less than an elaborate story encased in an even more elaborate system created to make us feel better about this knowledge that we carry with us and yet can barely stand to face, the knowledge that we are going to die. I believe that religion can become that if we're not careful. It can become a form of denial, but not today. To deny the reality of death is to deny the totality of this life in the world, because the totality of life contains death. That's the way of creation, and it is the way of the cross. To deny the reality of all the pain and suffering that comes with life, and ironically, the pain that especially comes to lives lived in love, is to deny our honest experience of living in this world. But not today. We humans are the only members of God's creation to fear death, because we have a sense of the past and a sense of the future, and have been given the gift of self-reflection. We know that we and everyone we love will someday die. And that knowledge can cause us to be afraid. There seems to be so much to lose. Here we are at the end of the season of Lent, which began on Ash Wednesday, when we were reminded that we come from elemental dust and that we will return to dust when our time here is up. I doubt that any of us living in this time and in this place will have to go through anything like the horrific death that Jesus had to go through. But we will all have our own deaths, and we will mourn the death of ones we love. Part of me wants to say, there, dear hearts, everything is going to be okay, but that's not today's story. Today's story ends with Jesus saying, "I am thirsty," and then it is finished. Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Then his body was pierced, and he was taken down from the cross, and his dead body was wrapped with spices in linen cloths and laid in a tomb, and the rest is silence.